Hello, Martina. Hello. You just arrived to this.
Yes, I just arrived to this place.
So where are you coming from now?
I came from Bonn today. Yeah, because part of my family is living there, and originally I come from Croatia, but I'm not living in Croatia at the moment.
And you applied for this residency?
Residency, yes,
and
I did. Yeah.
You have plans?
Yes, I do. I do actually have some plans. So just a brief background. What I'm doing lately, I'm educated as theater actress, and lately I'm working with projects which involve sociology, anthropology, and theater, which means I choose one question or subject, and then I try to get involved with community, and then I create some kind of environmental art, and then I invite audience to have interaction with us. So I will try to do here something that I started in Estonia a couple of months ago during one residency. I will try to build a house from wood or something that's light, and then I would like to use this house to put in different places every day. The performance would last for maybe 3-4 days, and then inside of the house I would create some kind of performative interactions with people, where we would focus on the questions and subjects that that this residency raised about free space, public space. So yeah, briefly something like that. And because I work a lot with the community, it always changes from the starting point till the final point. So I'm always surprised with the end in a way. So we'll see.
And you want to build
yes.
a house here
yes.
inside
yes.
this hall?
Actually, I don't know how it sounds to you, but to me it sounds super exciting, because my first time when I was building in Estonia, a professional carpenter helped me. So it was quite easy, because he was the one who was leading me. But this time I would like to try to do it alone with help of the community. So we will see. God knows what will become of that house. I have in my head idea of the house, but what will be at the end, we will see.
Yeah, what kind of a house?
So
imagine?
In Estonia, it was like, as you can see, I'm a bit bigger woman, higher woman. So it was my size house, and it was wide that 3 people could fit with me. And it didn't have a roof. So the sky was a roof, so it was really depending on the weather, because it was always outside. So yeah, it was interesting to see how to live. And I was living in it during 3 days.
And you will live in it here?
Yes,
in
I will. I have a place where I sleep, but I would like to spend at least 5 hours in a row there, drinking coffee with people, eating, you know, doing random stuff, and at the same time doing something that's, you know, more organized or more provoked.
Why do you think it's necessary to build a house for to ask this question?
Well, you know, tools, tools which luckily we have some. You mean why? Why do I think? Yeah. Well, in Estonia there was a whole background story, which means so basically I was living in the village which wasn't open for foreigners and for artists. So I said to myself, I really want to interact with these people, so I will build my house in the center of that village so that they see me. And then it really developed from there, and it really became at the end brilliant interaction with the village. In this case, I want to build a house which would become a space where we could create something inside. So it would be like a non-conventional, let's call it theater or something like that.
So you can focus better if you have...
It would be like a physical space, you know. We could also make it, you know, in street, wherever. But I really wanted to do the house because it's connected with this Estonian project, and there it was a house. So I wanted to see how this idea, which is almost the same, would function in totally different context and totally different place.
And what kind of interaction you...
I will
you
make. You will well, in my first time when I did it, I wrote on the house in Estonian, artist is in, you are welcome to get in, and nobody knew what will happen when they get in. So, you know, I could be naked, sleeping, you know, whatever. Here it will be more organized, so I will really do some little performances which will provoke people to talk to me. So what exactly I will be doing, that will know the people who enter, who will be brave enough to enter.
You already planned some, or
I have my plan. The only part of fixed plan is that I want to build a house and have interaction. All the rest I will be it will be influenced by my process of creating here, and I know the questions which I want to raise, and I know the subjects which I want to work on.
And
but
it's related to the topic
free space, alternative lifestyle in free space, what the free space can become in, metaphysical, emotional, physical level, you know, all these things, yeah.
You already have some answers to these questions?
Yes, I do, but you know, it would take us at least 3 days, so and because I like to talk a lot, and because I, on my personal, in my personal life, I'm already experimenting with all these things, trying alternative lifestyles, you know, living without money and stuff like that. So yeah, I have some answers, but they're mostly my personal answers, you know. On this, with this project, I put it more like on the social level, on community level, how Tübingen feels, or how people in this particular community feels about it. So it will really depend about them and how they, how much they want to share. Yeah.
And yeah, what do you have any plans to achieve something with that?
For me, so as I mentioned, I'm educated as a theater actress. For me, theater and performance as such is always a tool for dialogue. So whatever I do, I always do my art around something that I'm bothered on personal level or professional level, and I want to know how others feel about it. And then if we can share opinions through my art, I would be happy, you know, because for me it's dialogue, and we don't need to be on the same page, but as long as we communicate, for me it's success.
So tomorrow you will start to build the house?
Yes. I'm quite ambitious, but yes, I think this weekend I will start to build, yeah. So let's put, yeah, time in 3 days, yeah.
You have
from today till Sunday, yeah.
You already have the material, or you?
Yes, actually I do. Yeah, it's just there around the corner, and I found some tools, and I will tonight check maybe if I manage on internet how to build a house quickly on Google, and we will see.
Yeah. And then people can come and join you?
Yes, I'm also inviting and informing people that if they feel like, and if they have some free time and will, they can come here in this place, Stadthalle, I hope I pronounced it.
Stadthalle.
Stadthalle, and they can look for me, and yeah, during this weekend, and we can make arrangements how they could participate and help me build the house.
But isn't it a really limited free space if only 3 or 4 people can enter with you?
So my art is also process oriented, so the process is very important. And throughout the process, no matter how many people can, you know, it's the number of people is unlimited. But of course, at the same time, it can be 3 people. But during the 5 hours, you know, if they use it wisely, it can be, I don't know, up to 20 people. So yeah. It's, of course, it's limited, but you know, one person is a whole world, so it's really, yeah, it's really the quality of interaction and dialogue. Yeah, I don't, usually with my project, I don't try to get to reach like thousands of people. I think if I change one in one head, it's already a success.
And the answers you find with the people who join, is it just with you and with them, or do you have any
on this? Yes, on this level, I forgot to mention, it's a good question, yeah. So it will be possible to write inside and outside of the house. So these sentences or words which people will be able to share, it can be so visible later for people who are actually, yeah, not participating directly. And also maybe we will be working on some visual art, which would be part of the interaction with me and particular people. So I don't know how far it will go.
Visual art that you will paint?
Paint, drawing, writing, recording, video, maybe some videos. Last time I was doing videos also. But also, as I said, it really depends how much people feel comfortable. Because really, for me, I was also surprised how much people change once they get in the house. Because they are very intimate to me, physically, I mean, it's very small space. So even if they have some idea, I will do this when I enter inside, it's not the same how they, so it's really simple but very very interesting situation.
What kind of methods you use for your performances? Do you
Normally I'm quite limited here with the time. It's only 10 days, and 10 day, actually 8th day I'm already performing, so it's 7 days of work. Usually I have a whole like introduction part where I meet people, introduce myself, then I start to work with them through theatrical structure and exercises, and then through that we create together something. In this case, I already came with idea, so because I'm limited with time, so yeah, we'll just start like physically building the house as soon as I found people. And then through that we will of course discuss, and it will all become part of the final presentation. Yeah.
Very, very curious how it will happen. Huh?
Yeah, me too.
So, thanks a lot. Yeah.